from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We will get back into the big story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes. A couple contenders for big story of the day, as last night was a great night for the Braves, and the Falcons make a huge trade. So we'll get into both of those things over the next 15 minutes or so. Smokin' Joe Patrick's going to join us at 1:20, as he always does on Thursdays. He's up here at Flowery Branch, as are we, broadcasting live from Falcons training camp. Had a chance to talk to Darnell Mooney earlier today. Falcons, if you missed that, check it out on the website, 929thegame.com, the Andy and Randy. A good conversation with him about Kirk Cousins and how the offense is coming along and just sort of everything these guys offensively this season. Now we'll wrap things up with an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open for you.
Andy, we were talking yesterday because yesterday I had to take to the school. Him and his friend Gianna, they went back to the school. It's my Samson. It was an instrument there. Something they had to pick up the instrument.
Right.
Dude, it wasn't nothing but a bunch of damn noise, dude. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So my boy had the tuba. I like my boy with the tuba.
Hell yeah.
I like my dog with the tuba.
I think personally,
yes,
tuba is the manliest of
the drums.
Or the drums.
They didn't have no drums.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't have no drums.
But also drums, I don't know, man.
I like my boy with the tuba.
When you're learning the drum, all you get's a snare. You kind of sound like the little like the drummer for like an old time army.
Yes.
The tuba?
Yeah.
That's a badass.
Yeah,
it's big.
And I was like, so his mom just posted a picture of like the tuba.
Good.
Now he's like, whatever, Dad. But it was it was just the noise that we talked about. Like, dude.
No one knows what they're doing.
No one knows what they're doing. And all the parents, all of them, we're just sitting there like, good Lord, can we hurry up and get the hell out of here?
Yeah, what mistake did we make?
Now, this is school come, all the six.
Okay.
And so I'm just sitting there like, God, don't mind. Please don't play that damn instrument. I know he has to do band this semester.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
it's not a choice.
Yeah, you know, he has to do it.
Okay.
But, like.
Because we were talking yesterday.
You're going to have to practice somewhere else.
We were talking yesterday about like the instrument that you would hope for.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And you said saxophone.
Yes.
Was that on the table?
Yes, he did the saxophone too. I think I like the tuba more. He likes the saxophone more.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's whatever he wants. I don't really give
a. Yeah. Sure.
I like him doing the tuba.
Yeah. No.
I like the tuba.
Tuba's great.
Yeah. I like the tuba.
Saxophone's cool because it's smooth.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's a good one. Trumpet. Nothing wrong with trumpet.
Really good one.
Trombone.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, did you play an instrument?
I played the recorder in second grade.
Okay.
Woo, 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 woo.
I bet you knocked that.
That's
thing
how
out.
Well, I said kill Mary,
I bet
dog.
You killed
well,
Mary.
I said, I said remix Mary. But yeah, but no, I never played no instrument. I'm not musically no. But it was always because I don't, you know, I didn't hang out with people who were in the band when I was growing up in high school. All right, so I don't
wait until you got older to hang out with people that were in the band.
I don't know what instrument is cool and which isn't. All I can tell you is that the shortest lines yesterday, like the flute. Was the longest line. It was a bunch of little young ladies in that line.
Little girls
the clarinet,
love to play the flute.
Clarinet, long line with a bunch of young ladies.
Yeah. Couple boys? Couple boys?
Yeah. Obviously, the trumpet. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. The French horn. There was nobody in line for the French horn. Is the French horn, is that a bad one?
It's the dorkiest one.
Okay. I didn't know because there was no, like, there was nobody.
First of all, French.
Yeah. But there was nobody in the French horn line. Yeah. And so,
nobody wants to play that.
You know me, dog. I'm trying to get out of here, dog.
Yeah.
Because that crashes in my time of daddy chill.
Sure.
So I'm like, hurry up and let go.
Pick one less.
And I was like, hey, dog, why don't you try this one? Even my 11-year-old boy, who ain't never played no damn instrument before, he looked at me like, no, I'm good.
No, it's like you got to, hold it funny.
Yeah.
You got to, like, hold it with one hand in the horn.
Right.
And then it doesn't really have, like, the good trumpet vowels. It has almost just, like, little, like, I don't know, they're, like, little dainty little finger things. You know?
Think about it like this.
Like, who's the best trumpet player ever? You know trumpet players.
Yes.
Miles Davis.
Right.
Others. Who's the best saxophone player?
Right.
Charlie Parker. There's those guys. Even, like, a flute. You got Ron Burgundy on the flute, you know?
Yeah.
You got Benny Goodman on the clarinet. Who's the best French horn player ever?
He's out there.
He's out there.
Or she.
I remember the name of the kid that played French horn in middle school band. Do you want to know what his name was? His name was Douglas Winecoop. That is not a joke. That is a fact. I don't know what Douglas Winecoop is up to these days.
Right.
But he was exactly what you would think that he would
be. Yeah. Doug had.
Douglas was.
Poor Doug.
Not popular.
Poor Doug.
Not popular. He's not popular.
Poor Doug.
Middle school band was wild. Our band teacher's name was Bud Jackson, and he was like an aspiring jazz trumpet player.
Right.
Like, he would do gigs around town. And when we would have recitals or whatever you call them, concerts, he would give himself solos.
The teacher?
Ask my mom on Saturday. She will confirm this. Like, Mr. Jackson would give himself solos at our performances. Like, I was in the jazz band in 7th and 8th grade, and he would stand up there, and he would go for it. Like, we'd be playing, like, Little Brown Jug by the Glenn Miller Band or something like that, and we sucked. I mean, we were a bunch of 13-year-old white kids playing jazz music.
Right,
like,
right.
It was awful. But he'd get up there and just tear into it, man. Like, he thought he was trying out.
He looking for a contract.
He thought he was trying out.
He looking for a deal.
He was trying to get a deal.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, you guys got to come with me to this middle school.
He wore the tightest pants. His face would get so red when he'd be doing his little solos. Oh, man, what a dork. That was crazy. It's like you have the retrospect now of, like, I was like, you look back, it's like, holy, that was crazy. But we knew then. We were like, look at this guy. This guy's out there doing solos.
Unbelievable, dog.
I'm glad he didn't pick the French horn, though.
Oh, I know what I got to do. Before we go, I got to give a quick shout out where we park at. You got to walk all the way up here. Well, you know where they have the trash can people, the trash can compactor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm right by there. Guy pulls up in a Jeep. Hey, you want to ride? I'm like, Jeep, one of them Jeeps, no ceiling, no nothing,
yeah.
Right? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
His name, Dave Smiginski.
Okay.
Miglis guy. All right.
That sounds right.
Miglis guy, something like that. How you say that?
Who knows?
Smiginski.
Smiglesky.
Smiglesky, right? They call him Smiglesk. That's what you told me to call him. He's a punter. He was a punter here back in the day.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's like, yeah, I listen to you, Andy. I know you and Andy.
Oh, that's
and it was
awesome.
Like, it was awesome. Gave me a ride up right up to the gate. And
that's
so I meant to give him a shout out, man. Oh, Dave.
Oh,
Dave was cool as a, you know, I don't mess with too many folks. But I ain't feel like walking today.
Especially not punters.
Yeah, I ain't feel like walking. But no, he's cool though, man.
Awesome.
But yeah, meant to give him a shout out.
Phenomenal.
So he's a punter here in Atlanta.
That and he liked it so much he lives in Flowery Branch
yes.
now.
Yes.
And he takes his glass recyclables
yeah,
over
man.
There to the
Yeah, look
the
at me. Look at me broaden my horizon, dog. I can take rides from strangers.
That's one area where I would not advise a lot of people to broaden their horizons, though. Like, if you're you, yeah. But if you're just a random person, don't just let people pick you up on the side of the road. They might not be Dave Sliginskly next time. You might be in a basement being asked to put lotion on in a pit. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Ow!
This ball is hit deep to right. Are you kidding me? Welcome back, Michael Harris. A grand slam into the Cubby Cove.
Awesome moment last night for the Braves, for Michael Harris. His first at-bat back in months. He comes up. Bases loaded. Robbie Ray, absolute disaster last night for the Giants. Yes. He had no one. The Braves had a run and the bases loaded and they didn't even have a hit yet. The Braves had 5 runs and 1 hit at one point last night, like, which hasn't
happened.
Doesn't happen often in baseball to have 5 runs and 1 hit, but they did last night. Michael Harris with a grand slam. Welcome back, Mike. Just a really, really cool moment. He deposits it into the bay, which doesn't happen very often.
Dave in his damn whatever kayak.
Dave said he can't have the ball.
He can't have the ball back.
You know what sucks about the reason why too? Because it was Michael Harris's first grand slam. Dave's like, it's the first grand slam I've ever gotten. I was like, well, it's the first one he's ever hit, man.
You know he eats. You know he cuts the damn crust off his tuna fish.
His mom cuts the crust off his tuna fish.
You know tuna fish. He can make sure he cuts the crust off. Dork. That's so lame.
I'll be honest with you.
That's lame as hell.
It really bothers me when people catch home run balls and then they try to extort the players out of stuff.
It's lame.
Like, all right, if they offer you like a signed jersey or some tickets or something like that. Now, apparently, I was reading about it just a minute ago. Apparently, he's on social media and he wrote, like, he made the Giants an offer. Like, he told the Giants that if Mike wanted the ball, he had an offer. So, I don't know what he's trying to get from the Giants.
What is he trying to get from the Giants?
I don't know. I have no idea. But apparently, he's trying to muscle the Giants for something out of this thing.
Well, then, if I'm the Giants, Dave, kiss my ass.
Yeah, just give him the ball.
Yeah, give the man the ball.
The ball. It's his first career grand slam. Like, it's pretty, anyway.
Yeah.
Not to ruin the moment, but old Kayak Dave's going to keep it. Michael Harris hits the grand slam last night. The Braves win 13-2. They take the first 3 games of the series. They can go for the sweep today.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they need. We're going to stay even. We did say yesterday we're going to stay even. No matter the result of this series, we said we're going to stay even.
Our keel.
Yeah, we said we're
going to
stay
even.
So we're going to stay that way. We're going to stay that way, even if they beat winning 16-1 today, because all it counts it for is one game.
All counts.
But they. I would love to see them sweep the series out there. It was good to have Michael. It was good to have him in the outfield. And it was, you know, could it be one of those juice factors? You get this guy back, and you get a little juice, and then you get odds back, and you get a whole lot of juice, and then you get juicy right when the playoffs
start. Rate the juice factor, because this is the second time you've referenced juice today.
Yeah.
The Judon juice?
Yes.
Or the Michael Harris back in the lineup juice? Who's the bigger juice factor?
I'm going to go Judon.
The Judon juice.
Yeah, the Judon juice. That, I mean, when you get Michael's damn good, too. But when you get that dude at that position like he is, talking about Judon.
The thing this team needed more than anything in the world.
In the world.
Well, after quarterback, but they got 2 of those.
Yeah.
They did a good job of addressing that in the offseason. I got Matthew Judon yesterday. Max Fried's on the mound today, by the way.
Let's go, Max.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see Max Fried have a good start today. It's been
Hold on. Because Soler is out. Michael Harris is leading off today.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's one thing.
Yeah, Soler had,
Soler had to leave the game.
Yeah, I know. Can't have –
Yeah, man.
Just one good thing happens. Nice. Something else bad has to happen. Hopefully it's not a long-term thing for Soler, but I didn't see that he wasn't in the lineup today. All right. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us next. We'll talk more about the Matthew Judon trade from yesterday. Obviously everything that Joe has observed this week at training camp as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The more you know. The more you know, the more it makes sense. You know what I mean? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up. We'll get the phone lines open as well. And Smokin' Joe Patrick joins us here live from Falcons training camp. We were just talking about middle school.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's been a big topic the last couple of weeks with your son starting middle school. And I asked Joe if he'd ever been suspended for anything from school. And he said, yes, actually, yes, once. And I assumed, well, obviously for fighting, being a troublemaker.
Yeah, right,
he is.
Right.
And he said, no, for plagiarism.
It was a Denzel Washington. It wouldn't have been a book report, but it was like one of those things you have to like give a presentation or like write a report about some figure. So yeah, that was it. I had one day of ISS, and it was the day we had a basketball game too. So I
So
I had to miss the basketball game. Wow. I had friends coming in who were like seeing me in the office. You know, you could like see through the glass window at the lobby, and they're like, "No!" And then I got ISS, and then I got my ASS beat later that night.
Oh, yeah. I believe that. But no,
I just feel like plagiarism for our reporter is not great.
It's not
well,
great.
Hey, you learn lessons. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, love Denzel Washington, too.
How can you not?
I know.
Did you learn anything about him that you didn't know? I guess you didn't really,
really
do the report.
Everything I learned was new.
You didn't really do the work, so I guess didn't.
But I mean... And obviously, our listeners, Miss Brenda, who we love very much, Miss Brenda, she said the French horn is very hard to play.
I'm sure it is.
I don't think that's why nobody was in line for it.
No. That wasn't.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm sure it
is. It hurts your lip.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. All those.
The chin. You got a strong chin.
I had playing the trumpet with braces.
Oh, I bet that was.
I still got dents on the insides.
I bet that was bad. But it's
true.
But yeah. Joe, you walked in here. We're talking about juice.
Yeah,
juice.
Oh,
Joe,
my gosh.
When you saw this yesterday, was your juice up?
Oh yeah.
Matthew Don is going to be Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah, it was. That was, I think, the news that everybody has been waiting to hear. Not just this training camp, but like for years.
Yep.
To see this Falcons team get in a legitimate, as Raheem Morris would say, dog. At that position. And it's a position that can affect every single play. You know, as good as Justin Simmons Maybe, you know, we could talk about him later. Seems like those reports are kind of ramping up. There's more momentum of him going to the Falcons at this point. But for as much as a safety or a corner can do, you know, a guy that's a terror on the edge can affect every single play that he's out there, whether it's a run or a pass.
Yeah, I mean, a great pass rusher can make the corner's life a lot easier, or a safety's
right.
life a lot easier than a safety can
right.
make an edge rusher's life. Now, they can do the same thing, but that's what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago when we got here and sort of just analyzing the depth chart, being really happy about all the work that had been done offensively, and still wondering, all right, like, who's even the second corner? How much better did they get as a pass rushing team? Even when Braylon Trice was healthy, that was a big question mark. And then he gets hurt in the first preseason
yep.
game. It's like, man, like the place where they were already thinnest, they get some injuries, and then they go out and do this. And you're right. Like, this is something, the type of guy, and not only type of guy, we've literally been advocating for Matthew Judon for
yes.
multiple offseasons because you knew he was available and was a free agent a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the type of move we've been wanting them to make for years. Now it makes even more sense because
yeah.
they're actually ready to win. And we talked to Darnell Mooney about it. And he was like, yeah, I mean, you can't help but look at other guys and be like, these guys are serious.
Yeah, and the other thing, and it kind of struck me today, is, and Raheem Morris said this, which is that you can't make this move if you don't have the quarterback situation solved. And that is such a big part of the equation.
You can, but it doesn't make sense.
Right, exactly, yeah. And like in the case of a free agent signing, for example, and this is kind of like a free agent where it's like, you know, he is getting traded, but he sort of can you know, make impressions on teams of like who he might want to go to, where he might want a contract extension if he's going to go. And, you know, you can't do that with that if you don't have a solid plan in place. I think the reason he wants to get out of New England is because of the quarterback situation they've got there, the fact that they don't really have a general chance to win.
Well,
and I think this Falcon, he clearly sees this Falcons team as being the opposite of that, of them having a great chance to win.
Joe, do you think there's going to be any adjustment to the contract?
It appears no. And Raheem Morris was asked about this today and dodged the question, which would indicate that there's not kind of on the table for him to be extended. You would think that if there was, then he would talk kind of more glowingly about it. And he just said it's one of those things. He compared it to them getting Von Miller in L.A., where it's like you bring the guy in, you see what could develop. You know, you have him for that year, and maybe there is something another contract for him as a free agent after the season, but it doesn't seem like that's going to be part of this deal, where I initially thought it would be. I thought the only way the Falcons are going to get this deal done is if they present Judon, hey, we're going to also give you this extension. That's been the whole situation with the Hassan Reddick situation.
Right, right.
Like,
right.
He wants the contract, you know, and Jets aren't going to give it to him, and you know, he wants another team that does.
That was my knee-jerk reaction to it as well, which is, this is great. I assume it means he's probably going to get an extension from the team.
Right.
If he doesn't, that's kind of great too, because then he plays the season on $6.5 million. But the thing that I like about it is conversation had to have happened. Like, Terry Fontenot and his agent were like, yeah, we're going to trade for you. We're also not going to do an extension either.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor was that it was sort of down to and Atlanta for the similar compensation to the Patriots. And maybe Judon said, I like because that team's better and that kind of stuff. But that's sort of what separates you from the Jets, to deal with that before the guy gets here.
I think so, probably.
Whereas
you do
Jets,
that due diligence.
The Jets clearly didn't.
Yeah.
They're dealing with the ramifications of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like not only being here is the most important thing, like him being on this team and addressing the biggest he's had in years, but also having those T's crossed and I's dotted as far as, yeah, like ball out. And then we'll talk about a contract at the end of the year, or other teams will too. You'll be a free agent. Come in and get 14 sacks this year. The Von Miller comparisons don't stop, and you get a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You have to credit Terry Fontenot with this. Took a lot of fire, you know, after the draft happened. So much consternation over what they did. And, you know, I've tried to relay what he explained to us, and it's kind of the mentality of, like, you know, prioritizing the big rocks first. When you're placing all the rocks in the bucket, you got to put the big ones in first before the little ones come in. That's the only way everything's going to fit. And for them, the biggest rock was obviously that quarterback position. That's what they learned these last couple of years. And I think you have to say, and Raheem Morris, again, pointed to this, but, you know, them addressing that position helps you then get in these, you know, bring in other guys. Jesse Bates was just talking in his press conference, kind of saying, you know, like, come on board. We got good things happening here. And that kind of, that confidence stems from the quarterback.
Right.
We're also talking to Drake London. He was talking about how this season is going to be a 180 for a lot of reasons, but obviously, you know, he was saying, it was like, this is my first time playing with a quarterback where I feel like I can go out and show everything that I have as a receiver because I've got this quarterback who's going to be able to get me the ball in the situations where I excel. So there's just really positive, a lot of positivity, obviously, from everybody that we've talked to today about these moves, and you know, despite the fact that they just lost a couple guys for the season because you know they're getting replaced.
Right. Do they, and the exhibition question I said, do they make this move hurt?
So I think that it's still on the table. I don't think the deal like this materializes in the matter of like 4 days or whatever. I think that there had to have been a lot of groundwork laid in the preceding weeks. I do think that losing those players expedites, you know, quickens the hastens the decision making here in trying to get these players in. But it would be far fetched to think that this, you know, they. You know, Braylon Trice goes down, and then all of a sudden he jumps on the phone and says, hey, you know, how about Matthew Judon? Because I actually was listening to a Matthew Judon interview that he did, his first scrum that he did with the New England press at the beginning of this training camp. And even then he mentions rumor. He was like, yeah, I've seen the rumors, you know, to Atlanta, to this place. And I was thinking,
oh, interesting.
I was thinking, you know, 3 weeks ago I wasn't hearing that many rumors about,
about
Judon to Atlanta. So, but clearly he had, and he was saying,
Abe had.
You guys have heard these rumors, right?
Yeah. Abe hears all the rumors.
So maybe, you know, I think that speaks to the fact that this is something, you know, this is a conversation that's been happening now for a while, and then they finally wanted to put
it. I don't buy the idea that Helms and Trice get hurt in the preseason game, and then they're like, okay, we got to get Simmons
Who's
and Judon now.
Yeah, you know? right.
I think Simmons and Judon are probably on the radar anyway. Now, Judon's here. What about Simmons?
Well, yeah, there's kind of rumors going around. We haven't, at least as far as I know. And
these are rumors that even I've heard.
Ago. Yeah, I mean, these are things that are happening like literally in the last hour or so, kind of, you know, breaking developments on this front. But somebody who I've not heard of, I think it's like Sua is the name. I think they call themselves a CBS sports analyst or something. They have 158,000 followers.
Yeah, I think it's a former player.
Okay, and that tweet has been retweeted by some former Broncos players as well who've played with Justin Simmons who are kind of congratulating him. So maybe they're just taking him on his word. I don't know, but there are some rumors that that there is essentially a deal done in principle with the Falcons and Justin Simmons.
I'm sure I wouldn't be. I mean, and this is my thing, Joe, and me and Andy were talking about it because it's funny because when that came out on Monday, Jesse was sitting right here, and I showed it to him, and he was like, "Well, yeah." And so, but I've always viewed them as the same player,
right?
They both have been the same type of player as far as their careers, and I'm talking about that middle of the field safety thing. I don't know if they can play it any other way,
right?
Because I've never seen it, but I always process it as that. Another one: if Helms doesn't go down, is this something that's going to be out there? I'm asking.
Yeah. I think that they would, again, I think it's a kind of a similar situation where they would have been like looking at this at least as a contingency plan all along. You know, I do think that this says a lot to the Falcons and how they feel about Richie Grant. You know, you can't deny that with both like the competition that he's had with Helms prior to Helms' injury and then obviously them moving on to this. It speaks to that, but obviously you're getting in a really good player and so dangerous. And it seems to me like the safety position in general is more valuable nowadays maybe than it has been in the past just because teams are running a lot of this like quarters coverage where you're kind of getting match, you know, one-on-one coverages and you got to rely on safeties to you know, play kind of man-to-man and make big plays, make big turnovers for you. And, you know, Justin Simmons is obviously a guy who can do that.
And no, I mean, no offense to Richie Grant, like, but we've all seen it. Like,
yeah.
He's been here for a number of years now, and it's no secret to Falcons fans that there's been some lapses.
I've heard him almost referred to as like a line, almost like more like a pseudo linebacker, like a guy who you want kind of down closer to the line of scrimmage. He's a physical presence. So in like big nickel packages and stuff, he's actually quite useful in some of those roles. But we saw, you know, just when he's in downfield coverage areas and one-on-one situations, you know, he gets exploited or can be exploited quite easily.
Well, Joe, does this change your like approach for this team as far as the expectations coming to? Because does it make it even higher? Should they get, obviously win the South, home playoff game, win the playoff game? Maybe a chance to be in the NFC Championship game. Is that what this move did for you?
I think it has to. Yeah, I mean, I think you have to go from, at least this is how I'm thinking about it, as the Falcons are being a team that's favored to win the South, but you still aren't really kind of, you aren't totally sold on it because we kind of thought that last year. Obviously, there's differences in the quarterback position, but now I think you got to think about this team as one that's contending for a Super Bowl. I think you have to think about them as competing with the likes of Philadelphia, Yeah, I think the 49ers are the favorites in the conference, but Dallas, I think this Falcons team talent-wise is on par with some of those teams.
I agree. Like, the expectation was winning season, win the division, win a playoff game, all that kind of stuff. Oh. This takes it higher than that. I mean, if he's the best player on the – if you just got your best player, right? Is Matthew Judon the best player on the team?
Yeah.
He was ranked 33rd in the NFL. Yeah.
If you just got your best player and the expectation already was high without him, like.
I'm not going to go there. And this is the reason why. The quarterback. He's good.
That's true.
But he's had this before, and he's only won one playoff game.
That's true. Danielle Hunter, quite good.
Yes. Justin Jefferson, quite good.
Quite good.
Tight ends, quite good. Yeah. Running back, Cook. Really good.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Lobs the line. He's had this before.
It's true.
Had this before.
But we weren't there, Randy.
That's all that matters, baby.
We weren't there.
Had it before.
Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it, JP.
We appreciate it. We'll be right back with an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, a couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Christian in Marietta. Hey, Christian.
Hey, y'all. Got two questions. First up, hey, Randy, how excited are you about finally having your war daddy in town? And Bo, if you've seen Deadpool 3, how do you grade Channing Tatum's Gambit performance?
Thank you, Chris.
He said Bo, right?
Yeah, the first one was for you.
Oh, hell yeah. You know me, baby. I love me. And he's a war daddy.
He is one of those.
Yes, he is a war daddy.
One of those guys.
Yes, he is. So, yes, I'm very excited that he is in the fold for the Falcons, no doubt.
So Gambit is a role that Channing Tatum has been trying to put on the big screen for like 10 years. I think he knocked it out of the park. His dad's from New Orleans. He had a great South Louisiana accent. That's where the character is from. And there are rumors that he is going to be reprising his role in future MCU films. So bring it on. It was great.
So as a not only a fan of the Marvel movies, but also a native of Louisiana, you thumbs up the performance.
Yeah.
He's been practicing it for freaking years, and he grew up around the culture, and you know his whole family has a similar accent, so it shouldn't have been too difficult for him. Yeah, I thought it was great.
There you go, awesome. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hello.
Hey, y'all are right about that canoe trip or kayak or whatever. That upsets you.
It's a good relationship test. Get on a double kayak with your significant other. You'll find out.
Man, I think we're in Amelia Island and we got on a kayak. A horrible decision. A double. And my wife's brand new Braves hat blew off, and I think the tide was going out and the wind wasn't in our favor. So I had to play hero, chase down a Braves hat.
That Braves hat would have been wet as hell.
It was going out to sea, and I thought we were about to. I mean, the tide was going out, the wind was blowing us out. I had to paddle back, got back to the condo or wherever we were staying, laying on the couch. Later on, Joe Burrow put up like 50 on the dogs. It was like the worst day of my life, and I was like.
Tough day,
man.
You remember that game?
Yes, I turned that damn game off.
Yes, you can't be.
Man, I was like, I ain't watching this no more.
I mean, we were already married and all that, so. But it was like the worst vacation afternoon of my life for a Saturday. But anyhow, man, I forgot the question I was going to ask.
Adam. Damn.
Adam.
Damn, Adam. Man, you know what?
Pretty good story, though.
Man, damn, Adam.
All right. Andy.
What?
I was thinking about this earlier. Did you ever play against Timberline High School out there in Lacey?
No, never played them, but I was aware of them. I think that's where Jonathan Stewart went to high school. Remember him, the running back, Carolina?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Appreciate it, Adam. Appreciate it, Adam. Thank you.
Bo, hang up on him. all right. Let's get to Michael in Cartersville. Hey, Michael.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you guys?
Good.
I have one question, but now I have two after the signing yesterday. As a Panthers fan living here for almost 19 years, we didn't have anything to look forward to next year. So would you take over or under 3.5 sacks just for Judon versus the Panthers in the two games? Huh. And then my second question is, I am newly divorced, just went to the beach for a week all by myself. I hope I don't get you guys in trouble, but if you're newly divorced, the first thing, newly divorced, what's the first thing you would do to get divorced? Shit.
All right, Michael. Can Judon get more than 3.5 sacks in the two games against Carolina?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Why not?
Absolutely. That'd be great.
And what did he say?
So he's newly divorced.
Okay.
And he just took a trip to the beach to celebrate his, you know.
Okay.
And if either of us got divorced,
uh-huh,
what would be the first thing you would do to celebrate?
Vow not to get married again?
Yeah. No, I'm one and done.
Yeah, I'm out of here, man. I don't know. I've been single before.
Yeah, I don't.
And it was great. But I love being married because I got to do all
right,
the
right,
I got to do all
right,
the
you did all the
I
stuff.
Did all the stuff that
exactly.
You would do if you got divorced. I did all that before.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So I don't know. I don't know what I'd do without my wife. But the thing about it is I was able to take care. I know how to take care of my debts.
Of course.
I don't need my woman to
kind of stuff.
All that stuff, I got all that.
Right.
I can even love myself. You know what I'm saying? You know, I can. With this new technology.
Nice, it's nice to have somebody to love you.
With all this new technology bugs, almost like the real thing.
One thing I don't ever want to do again, and I don't plan on getting divorced. I love my wife.
Never.
One and done,
yes,
all that.
Never.
I don't ever want to go on a first date ever again in my life.
Dude.
Like, dating...
Seems like it's hard.
Today...
It seems like it's hard.
Sounds...
Yes.
Horrible.
It seems like it's so hard. Yeah. It seems like it's one of those situations where it's... And you should probably know after the first 5 minutes. Because the first... And Mike's here and Abe's here. These are single gentlemen. They go on dates. Like, do you... Is the first time you talk to the girl when y'all actually sit down? Are y'all texting the whole time? The first time you actually hear her voice is the first time y'all sit down? I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
And that's if you're going off of an app.
Yeah, if you're going off of an app, y'all just text the first time you meet her, she get up there and sound like Wheezy. You know what I mean? You know, like, boy, it's deeper than mine.
Is that a full deal breaker? But, like, what if she, like, everything else is perfect?
If she is fine.
But everything else
and
is
she's
perfect.
And she got a voice box like mine, I can't do it, dog. Rated,
but everything else is
perfect.
First
day, hoping she's sick.
Hold on.
Just hoping she's sick.
If she come out sounding like Weezy on the first date with me.
Do the voice again?
Hey, Randy. Because I'm a hope that she's sick. So I'm
then you got laryngitis?
So you're going to be like, oh, are you okay?
And yeah. Then you offended her.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Like, she sounds like Christian who called.
Yeah, she sounds like Christian.
Hey, guys.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she come up and she got like a bare white voice.
But she looks like.
She's outstanding.
Which, I don't know. Who's the ultimate best thing you could look like?
Okay.
Whoever that is.
Dude, if she got that bass, all right.
And she's smart.
But how am I get past that part to know if she's smart? No. I'm sorry. I'm going to start licking at the throat.
Yeah, no, that's a fair deal breaker.
The throat, the jawline, and the knuckles.
But it all checks out. Like,
how am I not? I'm not going to. That's what I'm saying. I'm not
going
to
get far enough.
Yeah, I'm not going to far. Yeah. No.
All right. Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, y'all might have gotten me in trouble. Like, before I started listening to the show a few years ago, I never gave Charlotte a second thought. But, my new company's regional headquarters are in Charlotte, and so I went up there yesterday, met the team, and told them I was from Atlanta, and unprovoked, they were like, oh, I hate Atlanta. Like, what? What are you talking about? And they're like, oh, it's dangerous. You get shot down there. Like, what are you even talking about, right? So we kind of get into it, talking about Charlotte versus Atlanta. And, you know, I let it get to me, and at one point I said, with probably a little more chest than I should have, I said, well, y'all never made Outkast, and what's it like to not have a baseball team? And
you told them.
Great points.
Well, it worked because it got real quiet and kind of awkward. Like, I made it weird. And So I kind of put part of the blame on y'all for that. So thank you. But how do y'all approach an awkward silence if you don't have your phone in a big meeting? If it gets real quiet, what do you do?
Man, normally I just enjoy it.
Right.
Because I think awkward silences are hilarious if I didn't cause them.
Right.
Like if somebody else does something awkward in a public situation like that, and it's not my fault, I'm going to perk up. I'm like, ooh, how is this guy going to handle it? Because this is going to get the worst, like probably, which I really, now if I caused it, you know, you can figure out an awkward silence.
Yeah.
You make a different joke, whatever.
Yeah, or hit him with that.
You know, I'm just kidding. And then you move it back to the point.
Yeah.
Something like that. But an awkward, like being a third party on an awkward silence that
it's
you
not
have
good.
Nothing to do with,
it's
no,
not
it's
good.
Awesome. That's one of my favorite things. Like, if we're in a company meeting and like one of our coworkers asks if there's an inappropriate, awkward silence that I don't have anything to do with, that's like watching a train wreck.
Oh.
I love it. And I can't wait to see how somebody squirms out of it. Because most people aren't smooth. Like most people aren't like quick on their feet. And then they get nervous and then they make a bigger
mistake. Make it worse.
I love it.
Okay.
I love watching people not know how to handle situations like that.
Okay. I mean, I awkwardness and that, like you said, that awkward silence or whatever, it kind of goes over my head a lot of times.
Right.
Yeah.
It's only awkward if you allow it.
That's what I'm saying. If you pay attention to it too much, then if you don't be paying attention, it's like...
I get in very few awkward situations in my life because I don't make situations awkward. I also feel awkward less, I think, than most people do.
Really?
Like, I'll just... I mean, you worked with me for a while.
You're fine with me.
I say stuff.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
And you shouldn't.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't.
Like I'll probably say personal stories or personal information that other people wouldn't say. And then sometimes people will even tweet me, why'd you say that? I was like, well, I don't know.
Why are you so damn sensitive?
Because it was funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I can't believe you said
it. Did it make you uncomfortable? Good. It made me very comfortable.
It made you uncomfortable. Go to hell. You uncomfortable little dork.
I think there's a lot of people.
There's too much crap going on in this world for you to be uncomfortable by us just having fun.
The things that make other people uncomfortable do surprise me. I'm like, really? Like, that was.
Yeah, them folks like that.
I'd be uncomfortable all the time.
I'm so glad they DM you because I probably got them muted anyway because you probably annoyed me, you dorks. Quit being like that. Just go have fun, man. There's too much crap going on. I can't believe you said that. I feel so uncomfortable. Get your ass up.
Yeah, I don't know. This is doesn't have to be awkward if you don't let it. All right. Caller number 6 right now is going to win a pair of tickets to see comedian Jim Jeffries with special guests Mark Norman and Dan Soder Saturday, September 14th at the Fox Theater. Again, caller number 6 right now, 404-726-0929 to go see Jim Jeffries at the Fox. That's going to do it for us right after we give you our takeaways of the day.
I love all our listeners. They want us to get the Justin Simmons story. And I know it's probably going to happen at 204, but we love y'all so much. But we got to go. My takeaway of the day is awkwardness makes Andy perk.
It's funny.
Yes.
Other people's awkwardness.
Yeah.
I don't like to. Fights in middle school get filmed now. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
but of course they do because everyone has phones. That sucks.
Most media members only make one pair of shoe money. And this week's life advice from the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sometimes you just got to put your face in there.
Yeah, man.
It's true.
French horn, not a good instrument to pick up in high school. And Randy's best birthday gift, the gift of life.
Yeah, damn it. Yeah, I wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for me.
Shout out to Doug Weinkoop, Hamilton Middle School. Dukes and Bell got you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Watch out now!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.